Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And thanks to the help you get from ASC Certified Technician Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive, we'll help you keep it running. Good morning. It's time once again for CCO's Car Care Show. Denny Long here, along with ASC Certified Technician at Lloyd's Automotive, Dan Burns. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Denny. How are you, sir?
I'm doing quite well. I'm bracing myself for the cold weather Herd Al's forecast, and it looks like what we've been hearing, sub-zero temperatures on the way.
So it seems like a long time since we've seen sub-zero temperatures, doesn't it? I'm sure we had them last winter, but I don't really remember them that much.
Yeah. So. Well, we kind of repress those from year to year. Yeah. That's what keeps us here. I wanted to make mention, too, if you do have any kind of a car care question, and if you're new to the show, thanks for joining us, you can call or text Dan, whichever is easier. If you need to bring in your vehicle for service, and you want to know maybe what's ailing before you do that very thing, call us, as I said. Call or text Dan. One number will get you either 651-461-9226. Dan, I know you were on earlier this week with John Hines here on CCO, and I know you talked about something that we get calls every year, and that's about warming up your vehicle during this cold weather. What did you guys talk about, and what was the consensus?
Well, we talked on Thursday afternoon, and that was his question: is it safe to warm up your car, and how long should you warm up your car? Is it necessary to warm up your car? And I pretty much gave him an inconclusive answer, because as everything in life, it depends. And it's certainly best for the car if you warm it up. The car is meant to run at operating temperature, which is about 200 degrees. And that's when everything is, in full motion. And that's where the temperature that the vehicle wants to run at. That's when the fluids are flowing properly. And, the air fuel mixture is at its best, and all sorts of things like that. Is when the vehicle is actually at full operating temperature. While the vehicle wants to run at full operating temperature, it takes time to get there. And truthfully, the fastest way to get it to full operating temperature is to drive it. So, there's a whole practical side to it. You got to let it warm up long enough for your windows to be clear and all that, so that it's safe to drive. But from the car's perspective, it doesn't matter much. The car will do just fine either way. You for sure want to let it warm up for 30 seconds or more, just to get everything flowing properly and, get the car at least in a happy place. But then, like I say, the quickest way to warm it up is actually to drive it. So, and the other piece that we talked about is the environmentally friendly, to have the car sitting there idling is when it's actually polluting the most as it's warming up. And so that's not all that friendly. We all have remote starts in our car, and environmentally that's not very friendly, but I kind of concluded if you're going to live in Minnesota, you have to make some concessions, and maybe that's one of them. You got to warm your car up a little bit before you go.
I remember many years ago when I would be working overnights here on CCO, we had an engineer, Bob Johnson, and he loved the overnights. That's what he loved to work. And he parked his, I think it was a VW, outside. And he said what you said. He said, I don't believe in warming it up. I start it and go. He says, that's how it warms up. But I think there's, you know, I would prefer to at least take a minute or two.
Right. I agree. And I think, as in all of life, Denny, you know, the middle is probably the right answer. The moderation is the right answer. You want to let it warm up some, but you don't need to let it warm up for 10 minutes and get up to full operating temperature. So somewhere in between is, of course, the right answer.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, if you have any kind of a car care question, by all means, call us or text us, 651-461-9226. But keep in mind, our time with Dan is kind of limited. He'll be leaving us to 651-461-9226. But keep in mind, our time with Dan is kind of limited. He'll be leaving us in about 30 minutes or so. Making way for Jack Farrell. So don't wait. Give us a call. You don't have to be a motorhead to ask those questions. Any kind of a car care question we like, 651-461-9226. Here's one we get, and boy, you've had experience with this. How do I deter mice from building a nest in my Cadillac engine compartment?
Well, I think in talking to the pest control people, Denny, like you have, you know, over the years, I think our conclusion on that is the first thing you need to do is eliminate any food source for them in your garage. And oftentimes people will store their dog food or their bird seed or their cat food or their whatever in the grass seed. They'll store that stuff in the garage and the mice love that. I mean, they've got their food source, they've got your engine that's warm, and it's a happy place for them. So you just need to make them uncomfortable. And by taking away food, take away water, take away, you know, any reason that they'd be living there. And then the other thing you have to do is you're going to have to catch them. If they're already in your car, if they're already in your heating system, you're going to have to get some mouse traps and catch them, you know, to eliminate them. And then we do it all the time at Lloyd's. We have to clean that nest out of there, which repels me just a little bit. I don't like to touch that stuff, and yeah. I don't like to deal with it. But it's one of those things. You have to kind of dig out the big stuff and then vacuum out the little stuff and, you know, eliminate their bed, and that's certainly going to help too. But over the years, we sure have seen lots of damage that rodents have done to vehicles, and we see they are in vehicles a lot. We see nests in the engine compartment in the heating and air ventilation system a lot. So it's a very common problem, and just like if you're trying to get the rodents out of your house, you're just going to have to catch them and eliminate them.
And it is quite amazing, as you've seen, and I know a couple of friends of mine have had huge damage, thousands of dollars worth of damage that they can wreak that havoc, can't they?
They have, and we've had to replace entire wiring harnesses on cars. You know, if they chew in just the wrong spot, you can't get at it. And it's broken, and it needs to be fixed. And the only way to repair it is, you know, to take the wiring harness out of the car. And once you do that, then, you know, we're not going to settle for a repair. We're going to go ahead and replace the harness as long as we have it out.
I've had luck with a product called Mouse Magic. A lot of people use dryer sheets, you know, the softeners, and with some luck.
Yeah, they don't seem to like that minty smell. That seems to detract them, so...
Yeah,
you know, thank you for mentioning that. I forgot to mention that it's a good idea to use some sort of repellent, something that they don't like, to keep them out of there.
My goodness. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to take a quick break here. But again, if you have a kind of a car care question, now is your chance. Take the opportunity to call or text Dan, 651-461-9226. Dan's going to be with us till close to 7:45 or so. So give us a call or text. here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Temperature reading right now, 18 degrees. We might hit 22, but colder weather on the way. Stay with us. And a good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show here every Saturday right after the 7 o'clock news break. Answering your car care questions is Dan Burns, ASC Certified Technician at Lloyd's Automotive. Exactly. Well, I know where you are because I want to see you guys again this week. But for those folks that maybe need your help, where do we find Lloyd's?
Well, we are at 982 Grand Avenue, which is right between Lexington and Victoria on Grand Avenue in St. Paul. You can find us on the web at LloydsAutomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, LloydsAutomotive.net, or give us a call, 651-228-1316.
Very good. We'll get you that information before Dan leaves us, which is close to 7:45 this morning. So again, don't wait. If you have any kind of a car care question, we would love to hear from you either by phone or by text, 651-461-9226. We were talking about critters in our automobiles, mice specifically, although I've seen a squirrel in that one vehicle we had. Somebody said, now if we put something like Mouse Magic in the car to discourage the mice, where should we put it? Where should we place it? I mean, is there a fire hazard, excuse me, if it's under the hood somewhere?
Well, yeah, and I don't know, you know, with the wind blowing in that, I was thinking of inside the car. But under the hood, if you want to put one under your hood somewhere, you need to tuck it away somewhere. And it does not have to be like way out in the open because they're not way out in the open. So
that's true.
Yeah, if you tuck it away safely somewhere, and if you just look under the hood, you'll find a place that looks right. And, you know, on several points around the fenders and firewall, you'll find a place and just let it, you know, let it hang there. Stuff it behind something so the wind doesn't blow it away.
And a couple of similar text messages, Dan, and maybe we could just combine them about, you know, your heat source in the vehicle. The questions were similar in that, do I use what's called like a recirculating or the other one, meaning the outside air, I presume?
Yeah, well, it depends on what you're trying to accomplish. The recirculating air is the most efficient. It'll be the warmest or coolest in the summertime. But I personally like the fresh air coming in. So I like the fresh air intake. But, you know, you're taking, this time of year, you're taking air that's below zero and trying to warm it up. So it's not quite as efficient as if you're recirculating the air that's inside the car. It, no matter which air you're using, it's going to run through the, you know, the defrost system, which is actually part of your air conditioning system. Your air conditioner kind of runs sometimes this time of year, even if you don't know it, when it's on defrost, so that it dries the air. And so, like I say, it depends on what you're trying to accomplish. They have both settings, you know, for just that reason, because sometimes one setting is better than the other.
Yeah. I'm with you. I like the fresh air coming in for some reason. I tell you what, before we have a look at that forecast, let's grab a phone call. I think Chuck is calling in this morning from St. Louis Park. Thank you, Chuck. What's your question for Dan?
I have a 2015 Camry. And the situation is that the driver's side vents heat up great. The passenger side just blows cold air. And I was in the summer, from the winter it is, I was wondering, could it be there's a blend box or something, or what would be some of the challenges I got on that, please?
That's exactly what is going on, is there's doors that move inside that heater box to make the air warm or cool or whatever, and those doors are controlled with several different means of moving the doors. The most common on a newer car is a little electric motor that moves the door and holds it in a specific spot depending upon what temperature or setting you have the heating system set at, and the one on the passenger side obviously is not moving like it's supposed to. There's several reasons for that. You know, either the motor has failed, or the door itself has broken, or something has fallen down in there and gotten stuck. And I've seen all of those things. They all happen. But the solution is, on a newer car like that, a 2015, we can hook that up to our computer scan tool and operate all those doors and see what's going on. In that process, we'll determine why that door is not moving like it's supposed to. And then you can get an estimate from there to see what it would take to fix it. Good news is those little electric motors are oftentimes pretty accessible and not too expensive. Bad news is if something's actually broken in that heater box, that can be a pretty big deal because many times the whole heater box has to come out. And as you can imagine, that's a big job to remove all the dashboard because many times the whole heater box has to come out. And as you can imagine, that's a big job to remove all the dashboard and the steering wheel and all that to get at that, to remove that, to replace it.
Mercy. All right. Chuck, thanks for the call. We'll have time for more of your phone calls or text messages at 651-461-9226. Here on a Saturday, the 17th of December, we'll be back with that forecast. Stay with us on News Talk 830. This is WCCO. And again, good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. Denny Long here, along with ASC Certified Technician Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive on beautiful Grand Avenue in St. Paul. Dan, we have callers and we have texters, and I know we just have a few minutes to go on the show, so let's get cracking here. Rita, I believe, is first up here, calling from Eden Prairie. Rita, thanks for hanging on. What is your question for Dan?
Yeah, I have a 2020 Pacifica, which I love my van. And the problem is, when I bought it, it had 23,000 miles on it. And now I have 27,000 miles on it. When I back up, it has like a grinding or something, like something gets locked in place. That's what it sounds like. Something's getting locked in place. But it has like a grinding type sound. So I brought it into the dealership and had them look at it. And they said there was nothing wrong with it. They're saying, well, if it gets like maybe little rust particles or whatever, just back up really fast and try to shave them down. I've never heard of such a thing, but I don't know. I'm not sure what to do, if I need to replace brakes or brake pads or what.
Yeah, I agree with you. I've never heard of that, and I don't like the idea of if it's binding, to just accelerate through it. That's usually not a good idea. It sounds like that's got the makings of breaking something, and so I wouldn't recommend that. What I would recommend is that you take the vehicle to a shop that's actually willing to get in the car and go for a ride with you and experience the problem that you're talking about. It's really hard sometimes to, you know, pass the word on to a service writer who passes the word on to the mechanic, and the story gets confusing as every time the story's told. So I think it's best, and I like it best, when you're having a problem, if I can actually get in your car, go for a ride with you, and together we can experience the problem. And I think that's what you're going to need to do, is you're going to need to have somebody that's willing to do that, so they can hear it and see what's going on. But I agree with you. I think whatever that person told you doesn't sound right, and I would not do that.
And there are shops willing to do that very thing, what you're suggesting, too.
Lloyd's Automotive is a good example of one, and they're all over town. Everybody,
yeah.
I think, needs to be willing to do that at their shop.
Absolutely.
And I think most places are willing.
Yeah. Good luck with that, Rita. Let's grab a phone call from Carl, calling in from Wyoming, Minnesota this morning. Carl, what is your question for Dan Burns?
Spark plug change on a 302 Ford motor. It's been many years not changed. I'm concerned about, you know, twisting the spark plug off. Is there, are spark plugs fragile in that respect?
You know, they are fragile in that respect because they're actually a tube that is, you know, the inside of the spark plug is hollow, and so if the threads are stuck too tight, then the spark plugs themselves will actually break off, and then you've got a big problem that you have to deal with. So what we do in a situation like that, if we're curious about how it's going to go, we'll take the spark plug that's most accessible and start on that one and slowly and carefully, you know, remove it or try to remove it. And if it's getting stuck, you'll know it. You know, when any of them will snap a little bit to get loose. But if from that point on, it's not turning at all, then you need to stop. And you're probably going to have to take it in and get some professional help, because we have procedures that we go through and we have chemicals that we use and we have ways of doing it. But like I say, if they break off, that's bad news. So you don't want to have that happen.
Okay, well, you know what? We're just about out of time. I want to alert our listeners, those text messages we did not get to, we're going to save for a future show, so count on that. You can join us again. We're around every Saturday in the 7 o'clock hour welcoming your questions for Dan and sometimes Nick, so keep that in mind. Dan, how do we get in touch with Lloyd's Automotive as we let you go here?
Well, come on over. We are at 982 Grand Avenue, which is right between Lexington and Victoria. You can find us on the web at lloydsautomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, lloydsautomotive.net, or give us a call, 651-228-1316.
I'll do that very thing and see you next week, this coming week, Dan.
Sounds good, Danny. Look forward to it.
Thanks very much. Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive, Jack Farrell's Wine Chat straight ahead here on News Talk 830. This is WCCO.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire. Plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast. Available wherever you get your podcasts.